I know that the coach has a meeting with our next guest, so we don't want to make this guy too late to the next meeting, last meeting of the season.
I told him that he could yeah, blame us if he's going to be late.
I don't think that'll help. I don't think the co-MVP of United Bowl from the Sioux Falls Storm, James Terry, number 9 on the program. Terry, James, Mr. James Terry, welcome back to the program. Congrats on another ring.
How you doing? I appreciate you guys having me.
You know, late in the season, James, you were hurt. What was the injury, and how close were you to not even playing in the playoffs?
It wasn't that bad. I mean, we thought it was a broken foot, and then turned out it was just a bone contusion. And I could have played that following week, but you know, coach and the guys got together and decided the games didn't mean anything. It was best just to sit out and get ready for the playoffs.
You must have seen something with the Nebraska defense because they could not stop you or Chris Dixon in that second half Saturday night. What was your game plan going in against the danger?
Just go in and play our regular football, man. I mean, we were surprised the way they was playing us often. I mean, when we go on our fly sweeps, I mean, they was playing the fly sweep and just leaving Chris the middle wide open. And every time, like, we would throw the ball, it seemed like they was leaving the cornerback one-on-one with me with no help at all. So I was loving that all night.
Well, and there was, I don't know, what was there like a double move you put on somebody? There were a couple balls that Chris just put right into the breadbasket, James. And it almost seemed like Chris, he got off to a rocky start throwing the ball. But once he got into a rhythm and you got into a rhythm, I mean, it was fun to watch.
It was, man. I think when we first came out, we was just too hyped up. I was like, we got to calm down. Because I told him I got to the sideline, I was like, I feel like I'm going 100 miles an hour. I need to slow down.
With all the hype that was surrounding that game, where does that one rank in terms of your performance and just what was at stake? Where does that rank in all-time games for you at the arena, James?
Oh, man, I think it's up there probably top two for me. The first one was always the best one against Lexington. I mean, that was a shootout game from the start. And, I mean, you love to be in those type of games, but performance-wise, it was just like I was ready to go. I felt like I had a lot to prove. And I think most players in this league go out for individual performances. I think I'm just more focused on winning championships. Now I don't care about getting all league and most improved and all that other stuff. I'm just really worried about winning championships, but I just felt like I had a point that if I wanted to go out and get those things, that I could.
He's number 9, James Terry, co-MVP of the championship on Saturday. You're on Sports Talk with Craig and Chris. You know, it wasn't that long ago you were shipped off to Cedar Rapids. Did you ever think that you'd be playing for the Storm again?
I kind of much figured that. I mean, you go other places, like a lot of guys, you go a lot of places thinking you're going to have it better at certain places. But, man, the way the fans take us in, the team take care of us, I mean, we're probably number one, as that's my opinion, from the other places that I've been. And Chris can already say the same thing also. Man, I mean, the community keeps me coming back. The team takes great care of us. And you go other places, you won't get treated this way.
What were Nebraska's DB talking to you about after the game? What'd they say? They pretty gracious?
They really didn't have anything to say. I was telling them, I was like, if this was the first game of the year, you'd have probably been getting cut tomorrow. Because I was just like, yeah, we had it out like the last game we went down there, we had it out with him. And he's a big guy, you know. And mm-hmm. He had in his mindset that he was going to shut me down with no help over the top at all. And it was just like, that's not going to happen.
So at what point does it become more willpower and I just want to flat out beat you one-on-one? Does it just eventually just come down to that then, James?
It is. I mean, me personally, as a wide receiver, I tell like all the other receivers that come in, like us, this league, Sioux Falls, nobody is going to play us one-on-one. One-on-one. I don't care who it is. You can bring the 49ers in here, the Seahawks, it doesn't matter. You coming in playing one-on-one, that is very disrespectful as a receiver, and I always took it that way.
He's James Terry, wide receiver and United Bowl co-MVP. 6 touchdowns Saturday night, 5 receiving here on Sports Talk with Craig and Chris. So I asked this to everybody that we talked to, what's left to prove at this level? I mean, you guys have gone undefeated. You've won championship. You've set all these records. What's left for you guys to prove here? What keeps you motivated?
Oh, man, I come back year after year trying to figure that out. Honestly, for me this year, I was thinking it was more so because of my kids. My kids love these games, man, and my son runs around like he owned the whole arena. But, I mean, they pretty much made the decision for me last year when people was asking me to come back, and I was like, I don't know, I got to sit down and think about it. My daughter sat there doing the interview was like, yes, he's coming back. He has no choice.
Have you had that conversation with her already since the weekend?
No, not yet. I talked to my son about it, though, and he really seems like, yeah, you're going to really go buy some more cleats, and you're going to be out there next year, Daddy. I didn't even get the chance to take my trophy home because he took it from me and took it home and put it right next to his bed, so how can I take it back?
How sweet is that? I know you got a meeting with the coach here in a couple of minutes. What are you going to tell the coach when you meet?
Just talk about it. I mean, he's going to ask me how I feel about next year and what are my views on this year, what do we need to do and improve and things like that. So I'm just, I'm here. I mean, I feel like as long as I can play, I mean, I think about sometimes giving up, but I don't want to be that one person to be like, oh, man, I wish I would have played a couple more years, because everybody that I talk to be like, that's a bad feeling. If you can play, go out and continue playing.
The Storm has had the history over the years, having great linebackers and great wide receivers. It helps a lot when you've got some tandems out there to help each other. And there's teams that just can't match up with the Storm because of the wide receivers that we've had in years past.
Oh, yeah, man. And it really helped out actually bringing Mike Taylor back. We had somebody else on the other side. And Judd, man, everybody always talk about how slow Judd is. But Judd probably got the softest hands of anybody that I've seen. And for him to be so slow, he always finds a way to get open. He's like Casey Veenhoff, a younger Casey Veenhoff. That's what he reminds me of, just a bigger body. Mm-hmm. But I like playing with all those guys, man. And I think most of those guys' decisions are going to determine my decision to come back just to see what other guys are doing also.
How old are you right now, James?
32. Yeah, a very young 32.
Well, according to your son, you're pretty young. he thinks you can play some more.
Yeah, man, if it was up to him, I'd be out there in some 52. I even talked to Coach Riggs. I was like, I'm just getting to the point. I'm just like, what else do I got to prove? I mean, I got seven rings now. I got a lot of records, and he was like, no, you're going to play until your knees just go out.
But you realize now you got to play in that brand new event center. I mean, we need – that thing's got to be opened up with a James Terry touchdown. I don't know any other way that – you can't open it up any other way, James.
I'm fine. I think they did that on purpose. It's like we got all these old guys thinking about giving up. Why don't we do something new? Are we just going to open a new arena just to get them all back here more year?
That has been the secret for the last 2 years. You have finally figured it out, James. We're building this new $113 million arena so Terry can catch touchdowns.
Man, that's hard to buy. You can't turn that down. That's just,
what's going to keep you busy now in the offseason?
Just working. I'm about to start another job. I'm working at a children's home. I'm working at Dakota Abilities, working with Mentally Handicapped, and I might start another job. And just that, spending time with the kids, I mean, that's all I really live for. And Call of Duty, I play Call of Duty all day. So,
hey, way to go. That is a job that takes special care, special feelings for special people. We appreciate what you do for that.
I appreciate it.
You're seven rings now for James Terry, and his son says he has to play next year, so we look forward to talking to you again next year, James Terry.
No problem. I look forward to you guys having me.
Hey, thanks for the time. Congrats. Congrats on the MVP, and we'll talk again real soon, James.
Okay, I appreciate it.
You bet.
See ya.
Number 9, James Terry joining us on the program, the co-MVP.